بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear brothers and sisters in faith all around the world, Assalamu alaikum and welcome to yet another edition from series of Quran and Today's Life. We said that unlike the common assumption that these companions are some people who have done good and bad deeds, the companions of revelation are not ordinary people, rather people of high rank. They can be those like infallibles, the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, that is the household of the Holy Prophet. We said that, there is a philosophy behind their staying in these, place or whatever it can be called, just to distinguish between good and bad. In fact, they are going to act like a scale. Though we have scales later on, and we shall have, inshallah, a discussion in depth concerning the scales. But I wanted to ask you, in the continuation of discussion from previous session, what do, in fact, the companions of A'raf or Evelation would do with people there? In fact, someone who has not understood them while he was alive. For example, someone who was living in this world, in this material world, while the companions of A'raf were not, born up to that time. But they were people who were intending to do good actions, good deeds, and they were salih people. So can you please tell us in detail what this story is like there?
If you remember, I mentioned the hadith from Imam Baqir alayhi salam, that Imam said, "Whom Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ashab al-Araf are the household of the Prophet, Ahlul Bayt, Imams alayhi salam, Lady Zahra salamullah alayha." And then Imam said, "La yadkhulu al-jannata illa man arafahum wa arafuhu." Nobody enters paradise except those who know Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Bayt know them. I told you that this knowing is not through the names. This is through the actions. In fact, the identification card is the record of the person, whatever he has done. Good actions and bad actions and faith, these are the identification of the person. There is a hadith that says, on the day of judgment, all of you, your names are Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Quran says, وَلَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the best symbol and role model for you. So when you choose Rasulullah as your role model and you practice upon what he has told you to do, according to his behaviors, your behavior, according to his things you speak, then your personality has become similar to the personality of Rasulullah. Because the identification is personality, says all of you, your names is Muhammad. Why? Because your personality is similar to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, Ashabul A'raf are there. They are the excellent and perfect manifestation of this name. كلهم نور واحد. They are all the same light of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are there as the best example of this light. And those people who have done good action with faith, they have these to their different levels of their own rank. Identification with them, this light in their faces. And Ahlul Bayt, when they see their light in their faces, then direct them towards the paradise. So Ashab al-Araf are there to distinguish good people from bad people and tell them to, and in fact, it's a kind of, they are there as a welcomer to people of the paradise there.
www.oislam.com